Hello.
Sorry, I'm a dick. Right, hang on. All right, let's start again. Okay, Brenna, so what did I miss?
Most important thing you need to know is that Battle.net has been hacked. So
My
if you have an
God.
account on any Blizzard game, so Diablo 3, World of Warcraft, StarCraft 2, you need to change your password immediately.
So how serious is this?
It's actually pretty serious. The hackers got access to everybody's email address outside China, and on the North American servers, which is most of us usually, the hackers had access to encrypted passwords and other account information.
My God, that is actually fairly serious. I'm gonna I'll go and change everything. Okay, well that's a thank
Credit cards
God.
are safe though, so
That's
that's
good-ish.
one good thing.
Yeah, but what about my level 42 witch doctor? Like
Yeah,
I
he's at
can't.
risk.
My God, I better sort that shit out. Before I do that though, what else happened overnight?
What else happened? A rumor broke that the supposed multiplayer modes in BioShock Infinite have been axed.
Oh yeah.
Irrational Games has responded by pretty much saying that they try things and then they abandon them and hasn't confirmed or denied whether they existed and whether they've been axed, but a lot of people got very excited about it.
Right.
There's
There's
actually
one.
a lot of Irrational Games news though, because
Okay.
guess who's turned up at the BioShock Infinite developer?
I cannot guess. Who is it?
It's Rod Ferguson
Big
of
Rod.
Epic Games,
Oh my
formerly
God.
of Epic Games, the Gears of
Yes.
War executive producer.
That is pretty big news. He has Gears of War running through his blood. So yeah,
Yeah.
but I know he has been there for some time. But that's great news for Ken and the team, and hopefully things will stabilize a bit, because I know an awful lot of people are very excited about BioShock.
That
So
actually
yeah.
gives us a good point to segue, because speaking of Epic Games, the former 38 Studios and Big Huge Games team have been given a new name. They're now called
Yes.
Impossible Studios. So it's not
Okay.
Epic Baltimore.
Right.
Impossible Studios. And their logo is a bear with wings and a unicorn horn.
Well, nothing can go wrong with that then.
Nothing.
Absolutely not. Is there anything else?
Yes, Sony let the trademark on The Last Guardian lapse, but they also say it's still in development and not to get worried about that.
Okay. I'm
Oh, and
not
the
worried. I'm not worried.
NPDs came in.
Oh,
The
yes.
NPDs came in. Yeah, that's everybody's excited by this. For the, I think, eighth consecutive month, we saw a year-on-year decline, 20% down. But and NCAA football was the best-selling game, which is a little bit depressing, given that it's only really popular in one territory.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we have to be very wary about watching NPDs. This is what EA is saying all the time, is that they're not actually that relevant to the overall picture.
No, well, they
That
don't include any of the digital stuff, which
no.
was up 17% in the US alone.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah,
Oh,
I.
hey, while we're talking doom and gloom, though, Shuhei Yoshida admitted in an interview that Sony is struggling to secure third-party publisher interest in the Vita.
I'm not surprised. Maybe they should sell some more consoles. Maybe that would help convince the publishers that it's worth making games for. I think we're going to see some strong stuff from them from Gamescom though, or at least
Well, I hope so.
a strong couple of things at least. So yeah, that should be exciting. That it?
That's all.
Good. Good. Well, there's stuff is happening. And stuff will continue to happen throughout the day, I think. We've got a.
Oh, and don't forget to check out Dave's massive interview on WWE 13.
Yes, that's just gone live now. So I'm going to go and mine that for headlines. And yeah, that should be me for the day. Good. Thank you very much. All right. Well, have a good weekend, and I'll see you next week.
All right, see you Monday.
All right. Bye.